We want to look at Colossians chapter 3 this morning. We're going to finish the chapter we started last week, and beginning in verse 22. This is, as we have said several times, the book of Colossians is a very practical book. It kind of is like the book of James. It has some very practical instructions for us, and it deals with things that we deal with in our everyday life. And it gives us principles that God has for us to live by. And so it's a book that we should pay close attention to. Now, we're going to only be looking at just these four verses this morning, but I think as we go through this, you'll see there's a tremendous amount of truth within these four verses. And they deal with something that's very important, and that is our testimony and our relations with the people around us, especially within the work environment, where we work, and so forth. So beginning in Colossians chapter 3, verse 22, it says, "Servants, obey all things, your masters, according to the flesh, not with eye service as man-pleasers, but in singleness of heart, fearing the Lord. And whatsoever ye do, do it heartily, as to the Lord, and not unto men, knowing that of the Lord ye shall receive reward of the inheritance, for ye serve the Lord Christ. But he that doeth wrong shall receive for the wrong which he hath done. And there is no respecter of persons." Let's pray. Dear Lord, again, help us to understand these very practical teachings, these principles that we can apply in our very everyday life. And Lord, it can really be a problem in dealing with the public, and especially in employment situations and working with the public. It can be difficult many times, and there's always the possibility, dear Lord, that we could lose our testimony by our wrong response and attitude toward our job and even those that work for us. And so we ask you, dear Lord, to speak to our hearts now. We thank you for it. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. We are looking again at the very practical side of the fact that as a Christian, we have a different attitude, a different mindset than the world does. Now, if we were to look at the world and how it looks at its relationships with it, like an employer, an employee with his employer, we can see that there can really be problems. And in many cases, I worked for many years for the public, and I worked in public jobs, and so I have a good experience in these, and also of understanding the responsibility both as an employee and also as an employer, because I ran a security systems company for a number of years. And so I have experience on both sides. And I was very thankful that shortly after I began work with this company and I was saved, came to know the Lord Jesus Christ, and it really changed my whole attitude about a lot of things, and especially in relationships with those who I work with and those I work for. And so it says here, "Servants, in all things, obey in all things your masters according to the flesh, not with eye service as man-pleasers, but in singleness of heart, fearing the Lord." In the Oriental world, the Bible tells us this word "servant" means a person who had absolutely no rights. A servant actually is the word "slave." And so a slave that worked for somebody, whether he was captured and was forced into slavery, or whether he was sold into slavery, he could actually sell himself into slavery because of debts he owed, or maybe just to take care of himself, and we know that those things did happen. But the slave himself, when he became a slave, lost all personal rights whatsoever. And so when we look at it, we're having to look at what the Bible says and in that light. Now, we can easily see that it could be a real opportunity to be resentful of the fact that a person was a slave, that he was being directed and worked by somebody else, and he didn't have any rights and of his own. Somebody told him what to do, provided his food and everything for him, and whatever he had, it had to come from his master. And so he could be very resentful of that. And we know human nature and what it is, and there's a lot of people who are masters or employers, and in our case, who are not really good employers, and they have selfish reasons, and so they're looking out for themselves and making a dollar, and so they're not necessarily interested in the slave anymore or their employee anymore than what he could do for them. And so how he deals with the person who works for him, and in this particular case a slave, really did not take into account the slave or the employee's feelings or his welfare, other than the fact, well, if you were a master, you'd be not very smart to not keep your slave healthy, because if he wasn't healthy and fed well, he couldn't work for you. And so we see here that whether a person is a slave or an employee, and the same principles apply. And it also applies to employers also. The word here, to obey, in the flesh, it means to associate the duties and so forth that the slave did that was associated with whatever his duties might be. And note, he's talking here to Christian slaves. He's not really addressing, though the principles would apply, he's not really addressing slaves other than Christian slaves. These are people who have surrendered their lives to Jesus Christ. As Colossians chapter 1, verse 18 says, that in all things that he should have the preeminence. So the principle here is that the slave works for his master. He serves his master, but he does it first to the Lord. So whatever job you do or whatever job you have, you first understand as a born-again believer, as a Christian, that whatever you're doing it for the Lord. Now, this would involve everything that we do within our lives. Now, that's not the attitude the world has. The world does not see that. The world is not serving the Lord. They're serving their own selfish interest. And I was in service for 7 years, and so I saw a lot of things when I was there of people who had joined the military and were under the command of the superior officers and so forth, and I saw the abuses of people in those times. I experienced some myself while I was in service, and also I was promoted, and I had people working under me after a time, and so I was on both sides in the military. And I learned early on that the best way to work with people and to have the best workplace and to get things done was to keep people happy. And that simply meant to treat them decently and with respect. And there are a lot of people who become employers who really don't understand that. There are a lot of people who are employees, and maybe they take over some of the wrong attitudes they have when they become the employer, and now they're the boss, you know, and you've seen people who gravitate toward being abusive and this kind of thing, and they want people to know who's in charge and so forth. But this is the world's way of doing things. But as a Christian, as a child of God, we need to understand that our primary responsibility is to the Lord in everything, and that includes our jobs also and the work we do. So, he says that we are to do it as not unto men, but as unto the Lord, that we're to do these things. And so, in Colossians chapter 3, verse 17, it says, whatever you do, in word or do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by Him. So whatever your job is, no matter what it is, or whatever task you have before you, you're to do the very best job you possibly can because you do it in Jesus' name. Now, so who are you actually, according to what Paul is telling us here, and he was instructing the Colossians, who actually are you working for when you work your public job and you work for an employer? You're working for Jesus Christ. And it puts things in the perspective that the most important thing in your life is your testimony before men. That's the most important thing. Secondary would be having your rights and these kind of things. So you do the very best job you possibly can because you do it in Jesus' name. You give thanks to the Lord for your job and the income it provides. Now, some Christians don't understand this. And they chafe at that, you know. Well, I'm not paid enough, and so forth. Or they, you know, I'm abused in the work. I should be promoted, and all kinds of things like that can come into play and come to our minds. But and many times, Christians have problem giving their money to the Lord and tithing and giving their offerings unto the Lord because they don't see that their income is coming from the Lord. So even that bad employer. Or whether he be a good employer. The Bible is telling us that God is the one who is providing for us. That should be our understanding of where we are in our relationship with God because he is taking care of us. He will never forsake us. He's in our lives. He's providing for us. And so if we understand that and take it, even though we may not be getting the great salary that we think we deserve. Maybe we're having some problems or not being properly, we think, treated within our workplace, and there are many abuses we know of that's going on there. We think primarily first, what should my reaction be to this particular situation? Because I first serve the Lord. In other words, this work that I'm doing, whatever it is, I'm doing it for the Lord. Many times the Christian wastes blessings that he could have. He wastes his testimony because he's being selfish. He's thinking of himself and sort of understanding that what he is doing is for the Lord and is unto the Lord. Now, I know that this is totally contrary to what the world is. Now, we think about the situation that's going on right now in Wisconsin. Here you have the unions and teachers' unions and state workers' union, government workers and unions who are basically rebelling, they're demonstrating and so forth, and you've got a bunch of Democratic senators who have left the state because they don't want to vote on a bill that Governor Walker has proposed, and the state is broke. It doesn't have any money. That's a fact. And so they're holding basically a gun to the states of Wisconsin's head and saying, you know, you're going to give us these things. We don't care if you don't have any money. We're not going to make any concessions at all and so forth. And you're abusing us because of it. So we demand our rights. And so we just, and they're demonstrating and it's amazing some of the things that you saw. They showed pictures of the Capitol building, and people had taken magic markers, permanent markers, and wrote on the marble and all kinds of stuff. They had really abused the Capitol. That's their Capitol building, and that just kind of shows you the mentality of some of the people there and their character. I want my rights. I'm demanding my rights. Well, as a Christian, we can express our feelings toward our employer. We can go to him and sit down civilly and talk with him about it. We can look at the circumstances on both sides of the thing. And that's one of the things that I used to do, and I think it held me in good stead when I was in the service, and I had men working for me there. And later when we had the security systems business, I would call the men in, and I'd sit down and very frankly talk to them about our situation. There was one time especially in the early 70s, that our country company was in having some real trouble. The country itself, interest rates were through the roof. Nobody was lending any money. People weren't buying security systems, and yet I had these men working for me, and they had families, and they needed to put food on their table, and it was a serious situation. And so rather than just, you know, lay off people and these kind of things, we cut back, and I just sat down and told them. I said, this is the thing. This is the situation that we find ourselves in. And so I asked them for the help. You understand what that made them feel like? Well, I'm a part of this country. I'm important to the company. And the company's thinking enough of me to involve me in this. And I told them, I said, let me tell you something. We're going to go through this. It's going to pass. And when it does, I guarantee you, you'll be rewarded. And how much we appreciate what you're doing. And I'd always tell them that and so forth. And guess what? You know, in about 8, 9, 10 months, things began to turn around. Business began to pick up. I didn't let anybody go. We kept everyone there. And everybody, they kept drawing their money and so forth. But a lot of times we had them doing things that was just busy work, you know, just to keep people doing something. And so in about 9 or 10 months to a year, most of those men were making a lot more money than they were before. They stuck with me. I could see by their attitude and everything, they had the company's heart. And it was, by the way, it was the best thing to do. It was actually, when they applied these things, it was being good to themselves. You could say it was done in a selfish way. Well, if I do this, then I'm going to benefit from it. And they did. And so we need to understand that as a Christian, that's what we need to do. These principles work whether a person is a Christian or not. But it is paramount for a Christian to uphold his testimony as being a Christian before the world, because everybody that we meet and that we especially will work with or have any kind of close relationship know that we're Christians. And so we need to be very careful in how we respond to people and how we respond. Now, there's always going to be somebody who thinks they're being abused or being taken advantage of and this kind of thing. But even when those times happen, need to be handled right. When I first went to work for this company, they actually hired a person to work for me. I had men working for me. They hired a man to help one of my men that I was training, which was a technician. And I hired this. They hired the person. I didn't hire him. They hired him to work, and I put him to work working with one of my technicians as a trainee. And he began bragging about how much money he was making. And, of course, that upset the technician he was working with because he was making more money than he was. And so he came to me and he says, Cooper, I don't think that's right, do you? And I said, he told me what the guy was making. I said, you're joking. That cannot be true. So guess what? I go to personnel and I said, how much is this guy making? Now, he worked for me. I had every right in the world to find out what. And come to find out, he was making more than I was. And I said, oh, man, this really, you know, that really bothered me. And so I went to the company, the man who owned the company, and I went to him, and he was a Christian man. And he was a very fair man. He's dead now. He's long since passed away. But I tell you what, I thought the world of him. And I worked for him for many years. And he was a wonderful man. And he lived by Christian principles. And I went to him and I said, I'm not here trying to, you know, cause any problem or anything. I said, but are you aware that this has occurred? And he says, no. And I said, well, you know, he said, well, how do you feel about it? I said, how do you think I feel? I got a man who's working for one of my technicians as a helper, and he's making more money. I said, and I asked him. I said, "Well, how in the world did that happen?" Well, somebody in the company hired him and didn't consult me. He said, "Well, I'll solve that problem right now." He says, "Nobody will ever hire anybody for your department unless you'll be the hire." And he said, "You'll run the department completely, totally, everything. Any decision that's made, you're going to make it from now on. This won't ever happen again." And by the way, It was a short time later, I was making a lot more money than I was. So maybe in one way it kind of brought it to attention. But, you know, it was in how you handled it. And I went in respectfully dealing with the Mr. Bonham, who owned the company. And he graciously, explained the situation to me, and it worked it out. That was the right way to do it. Now, I could have went in there and thrown a fit. And what would he have done? Well, he knew I was a Christian, and it wouldn't have looked good for my testimony as a Christian. That was more important. Even if I had things hadn't worked out the way they did. And by the way, this guy really didn't work out, and he was gone within a month. He was not a very good employee. And so anyway, there are ways to do things that you can maintain your testimony before the Lord, and you can express your grievances and these kind of things, but do it in a way that honors and shows respect to the employer, and most importantly, that you do it as unto the Lord. In other words, when you do it using principles that apply to the Christian and that would honor the Lord. You don't go in and, you know, throw a fit and threaten people and all this kind of stuff. It never does work. So the Christian worker should understand that he's not only working for himself and you know, drawing a salary, but as this verse is telling us here, the reward that we get is not just necessarily the salary that we draw. So, you know, it's a good thing. You know, we have 401ks and retirement plans and all this kind of thing. Now, if a Christian will understand what these few verses are teaching, a Christian is involved in a retirement plan, if you want to call it that, and being rewarded beyond what we can actually see. Because the Bible tells us that if knowing that the Lord shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for you serve the Lord Jesus Christ. I'll be honest with you, I believe God, the Lord, is going to pay us a whole lot better than what employer would. And so when we work for the Lord, it is the Lord who will reward us for that. Now, if we understand that truth, we're better able to, to be able to understand things are happening to us, that we can understand it within the context of us being Christians and the fact that God knows our situation. And that if we handle it right, if we show forth a good testimony before the Lord, we are a testimony to those around us who are lost. We honor Him in it, and God's going to reward us for it. Now, you don't see that reward on your paycheck as a number, but it's there and in fact it's a lot more secure than any paycheck or any money you give that you would be getting. So these things are important for us to understand. So why has the Lord given us these instructions? He said, do it heartily as unto the Lord, not unto men. Now, I've worked for people and worked with people who were slothful. That just simply means they were there drawing a paycheck. And I used to, when I would hire people and our company was continuously expanding, and we trained each person who came in. We never tried to hire anybody who was already trained. We wanted to train them to do things the way we wanted them to. So when we brought them in, I would interview them, and I would talk to them about how the work would be done and what we're doing. And one of the things I was trying to understand in my interview with them was what was their attitude about the job they were going to do. Now, if a guy walked in, the only thing he could talk about was how much money he was going to make and all the benefits, that was a no-no. That really didn't impress me. If he came in and he was interested in doing the work and doing the job itself, and he was interested in finding out what it's all about, you know, and most people didn't, what we did, very few people understood that. It was a new developing industry and so forth, and people really didn't know a lot about it, and so we were teaching them. And if he showed interest in that, I saw that, if he was that interest in it, as something that would motivate him more than just the money. And I always told him, I said, you know, work 30 days, and we'll work you 30 days. At the end of 30 days, if you don't like the job, just leave. That's your no bad reference or anything. That's perfectly all right. No hard feelings. You just leave. If we don't like the way you work, we'll give you a pink slip. And again, I hope you feel the same way. But I'll be honest with you, most of the time, those same people worked with me for years. And some of those same people that I hired many, many years ago, that's been 40 years ago, they're still my friends. And they're actually doing very well. Several of them are really doing well. One of them owns a big company. It's about 3 or 4 times larger than the company that we have. And they've done well. And he tells everybody when he sees me, we'll go out somewhere to eat and everything, and he'll introduce me and say, "This is the guy that told me everything I know." And that makes me feel so good. So there's no resentment there. We're friends. We're buddies, if you want to even use that term. We were. So that's the way it should be. So, but we did it heartily. And I was looking at somebody who really wanted to do it. That means with all our heart. The word here, you know, the word heart is cardia. This is not the word cardia. It is another word. It's suke, which is a word that has to do with the spirit. So it's not, it's talking about doing something within one's spirit. And so he says, do it with your spirit, wholeheartedly, with all your being. In other words, put your whole self into doing this thing. So he's telling the Christians that we don't work or even live for ourselves. We live for Christ. He says, so we are to serve the Lord. We serve Him. As we serve Him, and by the way, an employee who has a Christian who lives by these principles, he really has something that's worth a lot of money. He has something that's very valuable to his company and to his own well-being. Now, in Matthew chapter 6, verses 19 through 24, let me read that for you. It says, "Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, where thieves break through and steal. Lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, where thieves do not break through and steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also." Now let me stop there. If our mind is on Jesus Christ and honoring Him, first place, putting Him first and within our lives, as Colossians 1:18 says, these things will fall into place. We will be better at everything we do. We'll be better employees. We will do a better job, because we're doing it not unto ourselves, but unto the Lord. And he says, the light of the body is the eye, and if therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. But if thine eye be evil, the whole body shall be full of darkness. Therefore, the light that is in thee be darkness. How great is that darkness? No man can serve two masters, neither he will hate one, or either he'll hate one or he'll love the other. Because he will hold to one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon. Now, I read the whole passage to say this. If we have divided loyalties, we're not going to be good employees. And our lives are going to be miserable. Whenever we put ourselves in the position of thinking that and understanding that God is our master, we serve Him, then that being our attitude, then we're serving God. If we serve man and we try to mix the two, or I'm a Christian and I'm trying to serve mammon, and that's just basically the world and worldliness or my own selfishness or so forth, it's just not going to work, and we're going to lose our testimony. So verse 25, "But he that doeth wrong shall receive the wrong which he hath done, and there is no respect of persons." So a lazy Christian, one who complains all the time, has no testimony for the Lord. Now, you say, he don't have to go around sprouting, and I've seen this happen. You know, people, they carry tracts in their pocket and this kind of thing, and yet they're not good employees. You'll see them at the water cooler. You'll see them at the drink boxes. You know, whenever there's an opportunity to take a break and somebody's not looking, that's what they're doing. I've seen that many times. I worked for a manufacturing company for a while in Tallboro, North Carolina. We built a farm machine, and I saw a lot of that. People hiding and getting over behind somebody and just sitting, just being lazy, not wanting to do the work. So this type of behavior reveals to yourself who you're really working for. So a Christian who's working for the Lord, that says he is, who is lazy and slothful, always complaining about everything and finding fault with everybody, he's not serving the Lord. He's serving himself. This type of behavior would be an hourglass. It would be a gauge, a compass to tell us, hey, listen, things are not right within my life. It teaches the principles that I have always tried to help other people see. That is that the believer is rewarded for a good job in everything he does. You've heard me say this many, many times. The housewife who's washing dishes, and there's no fun washing dishes. Even when I was a kid, I used to have to wash the dishes. We rotated between, I was the oldest boy and had two sisters, oldest child, and I had two sisters, and they were old enough to wash dishes, so it fell to a third. So every 3 days, I had to wash dishes. And I hated washing dishes. But you know what? And I know there's not many people who like to wash dirty dishes. But you know what? You can wash dirty dishes to the praise and honor of the Lord. You can. You can clean houses and if you're a janitor, you can clean up behind people. And boy, people are so messy and everything. And my wife works over there, at the store in Tremont, and people just throw things all around. She has to go behind and pick them up, people are just so sloppy. They don't really care about other people and so forth. That could really get to you, couldn't it? But if you do it unto the Lord, you can better understand that there will be a reward for it, and you'll have a better testimony. The attitude of the lost world is just simply this. It does not know Christ, and it does not know what we're talking about this morning. It would be totally foreign to them and everything that they did. So, some practical advice. If there's a problem where you work, in a relationship you have with somebody else, go to the person and talk with them about it in a civil way, in a respectful way. Don't go in, demanding your rights. Well, I want to put you, I got something to deal with you with. And go with them in a fair and respectful way. Say, could I talk to you about this? And this is something that's been bothering me. And even if they respond negatively to you, you do not respond in kind. If they mistreat you, and they know if they are, you let them do it. And you're going about your business because, you see, your testimony for the Lord is more important than whatever you think you may gain by getting your way. You see that? It's more important. Colossians 4:1 says this, Masters, give unto your servants that which is just and equal, knowing that ye have a master in heaven. You know, the good employer also who takes care of his employees, the masters, God rewards them as well. And I was very pleased that for many years I worked for a man who was a Christian. And I absolutely, and I think this goes to his credit, I can think of nothing in that man's life that ever brought any disparagement on Jesus Christ. Everything he did as a Christian, everything he did as a Christian or as a non-Christian was right. I can never saw him do anything like that that was embarrassing or that I would say was un-Christian. He always did those things that were right. And he certainly treated me very well. Even after I left the company, about a year or so later, there were a lot of things I had placed into being. I built the company from zero. And there wasn't anything there. This particular security system company did not exist. And so it was making lots of money after I left. And he sent me some money even about a year and a half, 18 months after I'd gone. Just to show me he was thinking about it. I really needed the money, and it was good to get it. But I'll tell you something. The fact that he thought about me showed his true character, didn't it? And like I say, I have absolutely nothing derogatory to say about him at all. He was a wonderful man. Now, wouldn't it be nice that we could all say that about the persons we work for? I never saw him do anything selfishly. And I spent a lot of time with him, too. We'd go places a few times. He'd call me and say he wanted me to show me something or something they were doing or something, and we'd ride, and sometimes we'd be gone for 2 or 3 hours, and just the two of us in a car, and we'd talk about things. I really respect the man, and I feel like he's being honored today. So, what is the bottom line? The bottom line is this. We are to do it heartily as unto the Lord and not unto men. If we have that attitude, our life will be a lot easier. Things will be a lot easier. Now, you say, well, then is that going to do away with the abuse that I might be getting under? Or the problems that my employer is causing me? Or, and things he's doing, taking advantage of me and this kind of thing, is that going to do away with them? No. You can go to them and you can try to get it straight, but there's also another thing you can do. And I was just recently advising somebody to do that. They were saying, you know, that where they were working, they weren't treating them right. And so what I told them, I said, well, when you got a day off, and so go put some applications in somewhere. You don't have to stay there. You don't have to stay there. And he said, well, you know, I guess you're right. I said, well, there's not anything wrong with you changing employers if that's what you want to do. And the first thing you need to do is pray about it, ask the Lord's leadership and guidance in it, and then even in that, pursue it. When you go to work for somebody, I worked for a man for a time, and that was a crook. He was a thief. He was stealing. And when I finally found out and figured out what he was doing and everything, it really caused a lot of problems. And I told him I was leaving. I already had another job all lined up and everything. He came to me. Actually, the man came to me crying, asking me would I please stay and help him. And I had there were several jobs. He didn't know what he was doing, and he didn't know how to finish me. Oh, please help me. So, tender-hearted as I was, I stayed on. And by the way, just as soon as I finished those two jobs for him, he called me in his office and fired me. How do you think I felt? I didn't walk away from that feeling bad. I did what was right, and I wouldn't. But he was a thief. So we do it as unto the Lord. Different attitude, isn't it? Different attitude about it. And I guarantee you, you do it God's way, you'll receive God's blessing. You do it your way or the world's way, you'll receive the world's blessing, which is and it will not be something you'll enjoy. And then we need to understand, and as we close, that what we're doing, we're sending over on the other side. It's a whole lot better than a 401k, isn't it? A whole lot better than a retirement program as we send it over to the Lord. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the few minutes we've had together. This has been a very practical lesson, very practical message, dealing with some very practical things. And Lord, we know that we can apply this within our relationships and everything we do. We're not necessarily just employee and employer, but in our relations and everybody that we deal with. So we ask you, dear Lord, to help us to be sensitive to our testimony and how people look upon us and the fact that we represent before the world the truth, your truth, and your person. And Lord, give us the strength that we need. Give us the opportunities to honor and glorify you. And we'll thank you for these things in Christ's name. Amen.